Lidl say they sold 10,000 antigen tests on the first day last week. A pack of five cost £24.99 in the supermarket, but Neffat isn't happy. The chief medical officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, said he was concerned that the kits represented a real risk to the country's response to COVID. Is he right, or is it just similar to Neffat's original reaction to the wearing of face masks last year, when it originally warned against them before telling people to wear them? We're joined now by Kingston Mills Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College. Professor Mills, first of all, what is an antigen?
Good morning, Audrey. Yes, to explain to listeners what an antigen test is, it's a form of rapid testing which can be completed in as little time as 15 minutes, and a person can do them themselves. And that's very different from the PCR testing people hear about, which is the routine method for diagnosing COVID-19. PCR is extremely sensitive, but it's sophisticated and requires a lot of equipment and time, and it can take up to 24 hours to complete, and sometimes longer even to report on it, whereas rapid testing can be completed, as I said, within 15 minutes, and the person can do it themselves, or it can be done by a trained person, and it detects the protein from the virus rather than the nucleic acid, which the PCR test does. Now, the issue with it is that it's not as sensitive as PCR testing, therefore it can miss some cases, but if done more frequently enough, especially when the person has a high virus load, then it can detect the virus. In fact, one of the issues with PCR testing is it can be too sensitive, and after a person is no longer infectious, they can still turn up positive. So there's huge benefits to the antigen testing as an adjunct to PCR testing.
So would you be in favour of them, or would you have the concerns that Tony Houlihan has?
I'm very much in favour of them. I mean, the group that I was on that Mark Ferguson chaired, endorsed their use in many settings, in particular in businesses, schools, universities, as a means of testing people maybe two or three times a week for safe return to work or activity. There's been lots of pilot studies done in the UK where they're using them in schools, where they've tested them as an alternative to quarantine. A person could testing once a day for 5 days rather than quarantine. In the UK, 190,000 people are having to quarantine each week, which takes them out of work for up to 10 days. Whereas with self-testing, they test themselves every day and they can still go to work. And if they're positive, then they go and they get a PCR test. So it's a huge advantage. Also, the US are now considering using them for instead of quarantine for travel. Mm-hmm. So these are really getting traction in a lot of countries. Even in Ireland, they've been used by the HSC for testing in the meat processing plants. And HICWA had a report about 7 days ago showing that they were very effective in that setting. Mm-hmm. I think the settings of mass testing is a little different. The UK are gone down that route as well, and they've put billions of euros into this program called Moonshot, which is mass testing of the public. And I think we're a little off doing that here, but I'd certainly like to see them being used more in businesses and schools than the
method of doing the test, Kingston, it's like the PCR test. You have to put a swab into your own nose, into your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, the difference is that the PCR test is done what's called a nasopharyngeal swab, which is a swab that's pushed down the back of your nose, quite uncomfortable.
Well, it's very
and
uncomfortable.
And it can only be done by a trained person. Whereas the testing for the antigen can either be done in saliva, just by spitting into a tube, or by what's called an anterior or mid-turbinate swab, which is the person shoves a swab themselves up into their nose, but not right down the back, just rubs it around and then puts it into some liquid medium.
And is it okay to do that on your nose, on your nasal passages, maybe two or three times a week?
Yeah, it's just like putting a cottonwood bud in your nose, so it's not invasive at all, or taking a saliva sample is not.
And just on that question, invasive. If it is positive, how that feeds into public health then in terms of contact tracing and follow-up tests?
If the person is positive, then they have to go and get a regular PCR test to confirm that it's positive. One of the issues with these tests is that they're not as sensitive, and they sometimes also give false positives, but but it's quite rare. I mean, the specificity is around 99.7%, but the sensitivity can be, lower than 80% or around 80% when done by a professional, but down to 50, 60% when done themselves, especially if the person's not trained. And okay. The UK, what they're doing, the schools, the first two or three times somebody does this, they do it in the school. And then when they're trained how to do it, they do it at home. And in that way, they're much more effective.
All right. Well, thank you very much indeed for explaining all of that for us this morning. Kingston Mills, Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College.